Hi everyone, and welcome back to Two Ninjas and a Book. Now today we have a special request for a couple of books. So over the next two episodes, we are going to be reading a book about a little unicorn. Now this request comes from a little girl in Perth, Australia called Matilda. So Matilda, we're going to be reading these books you've requested. The first one we're going to be reading today is called 10 Minutes to Bed, Little Unicorn. So remember, boys and girls, if you want to reach out to the Two Ninjas, don't forget to reach out to us in the show notes below or the Two Ninjas channel at gmail.com. So let's begin. Twinkle the naughty unicorn had glittery feet and a sparkly horn. 10 minutes to bed, her dad would call, but this little unicorn was not tired at all. Unicorns live in a magical land full of marshmallow clouds and pink sugar sand. 9 minutes to bed, let's try to be quiet, but Twinkle was causing a bit of a riot. She's chasing birds. Now, unicorns didn't offer cause trouble, but Twinkle always seemed to make double. 8 minutes to bed, her dad frowned, but Twinkle was dancing and prancing around. Dashing around, chasing pixies and sprites and fairies that fluttered like tiny bright lights. 7 minutes, said Dad, but she swished her tail, for Twinkle had found a footprint trail. What sharp claws and what huge feet. I wondered what hairy trolls like to eat. 6 minutes to bed, said her dad with a sigh, but now Twinkle had spotted bright wings in the sky. A baby dragon swooping higher and higher, breathing great flames of golden fire. 5 minutes to bed, don't go too far, but Twinkle had seen a shooting star. As it shot through the sky like a spark, she followed the star's bright silver arc. 4 minutes, she grumbled with a big groan, but soon she'd forgotten how to get home. In the magical, velvety, starlit night, Twinkle scrunched her eyes up tight. 3 minutes, she thought her bedtime was near, so she wished and wished, and a rainbow appeared. From a unicorn's wish, a rainbow is made, so no little unicorn's ever afraid. And if a unicorn's lost and alone, they follow their rainbow to lead them back home. Over the rainbow, back through the wood, Twinkle trotted as fast as she could. 2 minutes to bed, she heard her dad call. Perhaps she was ready for bed after all. Curled up tight, feeling happy and warm. So snug, thought the sleepy unicorn. There you are, Twinkle. 1 minute to bed, but Twinkle was fast asleep instead. Well, that was a cool book, everyone. So don't forget, we are going to be reading another unicorn book next week. And don't forget to reach out to the Two Ninjas if you have a book request. All right, boys and girls, see you on the next episode.